Eternal God, may our lives be a constant rhythm of time spent with you, so that we never forget from whom our guidance comes.
L'chaim.
Amen.
Ooh, L'chaim. This guy's getting a little poetic, isn't he, with his prayers?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's running for the priest of the town.
I'm just a talking head. I don't even actually know what they say.
Truth to tell, I don't know. I've been just reading all this
Who
time.
Is this Jesus person you guys speak of?
Spooky is here again. If you can tell, there's a little different vibe. Since we talked to you last, the house is more remodeled and a little more clean.
It's beautiful.
If you're like, what's different? That's what it is. And it's 1 a.m. Hemd is leaving for the tour today, for the little 3-city tour.
Mm.
And so we're throwing up another show real quick. I want to talk about this, and then the people that happen to catch this live are the first people that get to take advantage of it. It's glitterrevenge.com. And if you go to glitterrevenge.com, 1 second.
This guy is a listener of our show, and he, through listening to us, understands how much we hate glitter and how we did use it as revenge for the people who run the co-op board.
Where we live.
And so we sent them envelopes of glitter, but you know, we didn't want to touch the glitter. It was very awkward.
Being clowns.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We deal with glitter and despise it. And
deep down, right, you don't even use glitter anymore.
I refuse to. Right.
And it makes this is.
What do you use glitter for as a clown?
I'll tell you. This sounds so gay, but when you're face painting, right? I mean, we're not artists like you are, but as soon as you put glitter on any face painting and any arm painting, any whatever, it's like twice as good. It covers up all the shitty parts. No, seriously,
you will see this.
He's looking at me like I'm insane, but it's true.
And put glitter in my comic books.
No, you will see. You have to use, now. I'm sorry, Spooky's doing a first clown job for us on Thursday with right. Keith. You have to do glitter and not glitter. Well, once you break out the glitter, there's no going back. So on the last kid, just put some glitter on it and look at the difference.
Maybe you'll see more of the difference when I paint. You'll be like, is
you're
that
not going to paint right. next to Spooky.
Is that a flower or is that a butterfly? And I'll throw glitter on it and you'll go, I don't know, but I know it's pretty.
Totally. Yeah, he still thinks we're ridiculous.
Right. But, I don't get it.
But the problem is
I'm an art snob.
We use, there's different kinds of glitter. We're going to get all kinds of gay on this show,
right.
But there's different kinds of glitter. There's the craft store glitter where you can get for a dollar, like, you know, a huge amount. And then there's that really fine glitter. And if you get that really fine glitter, you don't have to open the container it's in. You just touch the container that it's in, and it's all over your hand. It's all over your body. It's all over everything.
Yes.
And then, God forbid, you kiss anyone on the cheek who just touched glitter. Then it's all over everywhere.
What grade of glitter is stripper glitter?
Fuck you, grade.
I know where you've been last night, grade.
You know, yeah. Obviously, when we talked about glitter tits and why it's so disgusting, something so beautiful as drawing an arrow to your titty is ruined because I get that spot on my face. You can't wash it off.
Yeah, you can't rub it off. It doesn't happen. So
it's so fucking annoying. And so to get back at the co-op people, who, by the way, it's fucking vote for us time again. And we get all these and we get the slots in the mail, like vote for us for the co-op.
Yeah,
board.
We get
vote
little
for us.
We get something every right. day from, I don't know who types this up, but it must take them all day because they don't do anything but send memos out. So here's the memo, like, you got to vote for your new co-op board. But who do you vote through? Who do you say anything bad through? The actual co-op board. I've wanted to complain about the people in the office, and they're like, fax it to us, and we'll send it to the board. And I'm like, what do you mean fax it to us? It's a complaint. Why can't I just get it to them? Well, that's the way it works. You have to fax it through us. Okay, the person who answers the phone is a fucking cunt. Can you pass it on? Sure, why not? And she goes, you know, I can assure you that I'll send any note that you send me. I'm like, you're a cunt. Pass right. it. Like, let's play broken telephone. Cuntalicious. You.
And then call the next day. Did anybody say anything to you yesterday? So we know that the worst thing you can do to somebody is mail them glitter. And I proceeded to do that. And we actually played that call during some secret show.
Because what happened was,
glitter.
Well, we sent glitter to Egypt because on top of them being assholes and not doing anything for us all year round, come Christmas time, there's a new memo sent through our mailbox going, these people helped you all year. Now it's time to tip them. So we decided to tip them with glitter. So we sent each and every one of them an envelope of glitter. And yes, they're all assholes. We're not like, oh, it's yeah. just Bobby and you know, whoever that's been a dick to me. Marianne's been an asshole. Each and every one of them. And too bad if you're not. You should fucking speak up. I don't have to send a fax through the office. So we sent them glitter in they a nice envelope,
I'm sorry,
each one.
You saying how every one of them is dick. They're all dicks. They all try shady shit. They come over, look at the, you know, the toilet that never quits running, even though I don't see the problem, that flaps down, you know, everything I can guess.
Our toilet is so annoying that I can't sleep unless the door is closed. And we're right by a highway, so we hear crashes in the middle of the night. We hear screeching to, like, a terrible halt. We hear all kinds of stuff. I'm like, can I have some more blanket, baby? But the fucking bathroom and it's fucking running water. I'm like, is that going to continue happening somehow? I'll fix it. You know how we fix it? Close the door.
Right.
You
so the guy comes.
Real quick, if you wanted that fixed, you just probably should have brought that up earlier in the day when the hardware store was still open.
Okay. Touche.
Probably could have taken care of that.
Okay, you know what? That's nice that Spooky's a handyman. The point is, we're not paying Spooky $1,000 a month for maintenance.
Right.
We're paying these fucking people that do nothing and then tell Henda to sign a paper.
Oh, here's what happened. He comes over, he looks at it, and he's like, what's the problem? Because at that point, Keith already fixed it. But I want him to look at it anyway because I know that it might not be the exact right part. It might not be on exactly right. Mm-hmm. And this is your job, so maybe you want to look at it. So he looks at it, and he's like, it doesn't look like it needs anything. I'm like, can you just look to see if, you know, because I know there are parts rusty in there. Just look at it. And he had the piece because I told him exactly what was wrong. He had the piece. It was the handle and whatever goes to the little thing inside. And he goes, I brought this. And I'm like, well, if your thing is better, I'll gladly, you know, because you have to pay a little bit extra if they do things. If your thing is better, we'll switch it for your thing. He's like, no, your thing is really good. How's that possible? How's that possible that our thing is better? So you brought a cheap piece of shit that I would have to pay for the part if you put it in. Okay, fine. That's A. And then B is like he didn't do anything and he had me sign something. Now I'm all for signing things because, okay, the maintenance guy came and as part of his work thing, he has to tell the office that he was there.
Right.
So I have to sign it. But the thing was like an invoice and the dollar amount was kept blank. The time that he was there was kept blank, and I look at him, and I'm like, I don't know, are you stupid, or are you calling me stupid? Is everybody stupid? Are we just morons just walking through life? So I go, listen, I'll be glad to sign this, but do you want to put maybe, is this costing me anything? And he goes, and he's a dummy, which whatever, be a dummy all you want.
Right.
But so he goes, I don't know, they have to decide that in the office. You think maybe we should call the office then before I sign this? So we call the office and she goes, I don't know what he did. And I'm like, well, to be honest, he did nothing. And she goes, well, we're going to assess the situation later. And if he did do nothing, we're going to fill it out as zero and it'll be fine. But if he did do something, then he gets paid by the hour, whatever. So I'm like, you understand? And I'm trying not to be a dick because they don't care. If I'm a dick, they'll just hang up on me. If I'm a dick, they'll just, you know, not come next time. They're assholes. I'm like their slave at this point. So I go, well, you know, you understand my position here. I can't just sign something where you don't fill out the dollar amount. I think that's a little bit strange. Well, honey. Oh, you fucking called me honey. Okay.
The same fucking attitude. It's always attitude. It's not just not being helpful. It's not just us getting nothing for $1,000 a month. It's the attitude. It's the, oh, honey. It's the, literally this phrase came out of one of these bitches' mouth. Well, I'm not the one that decided to live there.
I'm not the one who bought the property.
Right.
I'm not sure how legal this is, but if you pay it with a credit card and then just pay the credit card, I know the credit card does offer you protection. If they're supposed to render a service and they don't render the service, the credit card can actually go through, take the money back, and the dispute is then like between them and the credit card
company.
But I don't know if you can do that with this.
Fumi's mom lives
in the
area also. She lives down the block from us, and it's the same co-op. And I know that she's had trouble with them, and she actually put the maintenance money in a separate account so that the lawyer can see, you know,
like an escrow account.
Yeah, she got the lawyer, and he told her, you know, it's not that she's not paying, it's that she's not paying you. So now it's getting built up. It doesn't help. I feel like it just makes the response time slower. It just makes you the asshole. It makes them skip over you when it's time to do things.
Let me teach the delivery guy a lesson by not tipping him this time.
Exactly. It's like that. I mean, I noticed that when they thought I was an asshole, our steps are never shoveled when it's snowing. It's even icier. Keith falls down the steps. I mean, for what? Right. For what? So, what's my point? Oh, so she's like, well, honey, you know, it's just the way it works. You know, when they come over to your house, you have to sign something. I'm like, I completely understand this. Trust me, I'm not trying to give anyone a hard time. This is what I understand, blah, blah, blah. She goes, just sign it and we'll figure it out later. And I'm I can't do that. And as an adult, I can't do this. She goes, you know what? We're going to bill you regardless, so sign it or don't sign it. Okay, that's her final word. See, you can't win. You just can't win with these assholes. And I feel like every time we say this on the show, like eventually we want to sell this house. It's not a bad house. We're very, very happy to be here, especially because in New York, this is a pretty good deal for what we have going on over here. So I'm not really bitching about it, but I always feel like when it comes time to sell it, everyone's going to be like, oh, you mean Keith and the girl, the people who have been bitching about this neighborhood forever.
Are you going to have to go to all the co-op people that you hate and that hate you and give them all like little special envelope bonuses so that as people come by to view the house, they'll all walk by and be like, hey, wasn't that a Chevy Chase movie?
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
And the good thing about this area is the neighbors all say hi to each other. They, I know the neighbors. If I was good with names, I would know all the neighbors' name in my courtyard because we've introduced ourselves. We've had, you know, a barbecue together at the Blackout. It's nice, but
yeah, just sign it. See, that's one of the three things my dad taught me. Read everything you sign. That was an important lesson. Keep your pecker in your pants.
that was an important lesson.
And if you're going to fight, you better mean it. Three important lessons.
That last one is beautiful.
Right. A guy comes over from the co-op. Downstairs is flooded. Is the walls destroyed? They take forever to check on it. The house is ruined. As far as I know, half of the downstairs house is ruined.
The people under us.
Right.
Yeah, there's only one guy under us. And his ceiling is just disgusting. It's a mess. It's water leaking from my place to his place. So there's damage everywhere. He's called the co-op because it might be a foundation thing. Who knows? He's called the co-op. I've called the co-op. I asked them to check for leaks. They pretend like they check, blah, blah, blah. But we've said this before. And then finally, the downstairs neighbors brings a lawyer. And now the lawyer gets to the co-op board, and now all of a sudden they're at my house like, it's all your fault, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, big balls. It's all my fault because he has a lawyer. Boy, did I enjoy the 5 minutes that I did not breathe because I talked straight. Not one curse flew out of my mouth, but I was like, let me tell you something about getting lawyers, because if that's what's getting you over to my house, then fine. I have plenty of lawyers I can make a phone call, and that's what will come to your house. But all of a sudden, you found this leak. I've been calling you guys for 3 years. This is what you do to my house. This is what you do with my neighbor. You tell him to sue me. What is wrong with you? Don't you dare come to my house and ever say anything like that to me again. And there was a new guy. I just went off. There was a new manager for the guy, and he was like, okay, we'll take care of that. And we also see that this is broken. So,
reason I brought up the story, but that was a great one where I'm sitting
I loved
there,
it. I think I came at the end of
like,
that.
Like, I did. Like, usually, you know, it's the guy yelling, and then the other person will look at the wife for help. Well, this happened in reverse, and they look at me, and I look back like, you're on your own. You fucking did it now. You said that? Oh, you're on your own.
And I love that Keith allows me to do that, but doesn't interrupt because he has to get some word in to show that he has a big dick or something. Because other guys would jump in and, you're ruining my flow. I'm on a fucking flow here. You know, I got this. And so you've done that plenty of times, and I think you enjoy it. Where I think, like, in the beginning of our relationship, it happened a couple of times, and I feel like as soon as the people leave, you're going to be like, my girlfriend's a bitch. But instead, you were like, Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that you're so into it.
The reason I brought up the story is because I even believe it was after that mess that they're like, we better finally come over here, and we realize we can't blame it on anybody. I'm going to look finally where the water is coming from.
Oh, they found it.
They found it in our kitchen, right?
Yep. They found it in five seconds, these motherfuckers.
Okay. I found it, $2 worth of material that we'll provide, fix it.
And then they looked at me. They looked at me like, we found it so easily. This was only $2 worth of material. I was like, well, you were here before. Right. Why didn't you find it before?
$1,000 a month we pay. So you find things like this, you know? And so, so then at the end of it, here's a paper to sign. You know what this paper said? You agree you're responsible for all the damage created. Sign here.
I think that's when I went off.
Wow.
I think that's when I went off because they were already pit. Like, you see my blood boiling. Right. It's so rare that somebody can get me to this day. In fact, it was only up until a certain point that my parents can get me to that point. Mm-hmm. And I would stay calm. And then eventually, if they really push me, one time I cursed out my mom, and I couldn't believe it.
Really?
I felt horrendous, horrendous. Because it was just too much. It was like she was blaming me for things beyond my control.
How were you?
It was time for me to leave the house. I was, 19 maybe?
Okay.
It was time to go. And I believe it was, I don't know. But you pushed me, and normally I wouldn't curse. I would just walk away or just give them a speech, a new Chemda speech, like, don't you dare come in my face like that. And I think that people, when they go into that zone, and some people go into that zone like every day, when you go into that zone, it's a whole different place. You're not you anymore. You're this alter ego thing. There's like this. It's like a vivid, weird, it's as if, you know, you're writing an essay for your final and everything is clear to you and you're just a beautiful piece and it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
She's yelling, but in her head, glitter and butterflies.
And not in a bad way.
Right. Imaginary glitter, not real glitter.
Yeah.
So we send...
Keith won't touch me. If I used glitter on a face paint job and I come home, it's straight to the shower for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to use glitter because I'm an asshole and I need for everybody to understand that I can draw well.
It stays on your outfit. It stays, you know, on your face. Nothing sexy about chicks with glitter makeup.
Keith is convinced that there's a clown smell. So,
yes, I am.
So you gotta not just double dare where we're dealing with whipped cream and eggs, which is completely understandable. If you just sit there all day in face paint, Keith believes that there's a clown smell and he's thoroughly disgusted. There's definitely a balloon smell, but just like a general, you went to work as a clown or as anything.
I swear.
Somebody was paying you to be at a party. Smell.
The ultimate sellout smell. You're an adult and you did that smell.
So Brian Ward says, go shower, Shiny McShine.
So we sent glitter, you know, to the co-op. It is so hard to put glitter in an envelope.
Because you don't want to touch it.
Because you don't want to... Were you over that day?
I was.
Was that you?
I was over, yes.
I was away.
Can you describe me trying to put glitter in the... I put it on... I remember putting it on paper. I remember folding the paper in thirds.
Frustration. I remember you trying to be careful, and it seemed like you were going slow.
Right.
And maybe I got the impression like you were handling a bomb. It seems like it didn't go all that well.
It didn't go well at all.
It was
leaking glitter. What mailman isn't going to think this is anthrax? I refuse to spend money on the finer glitter, so it's, you know, big red and green Christmas glitter. So you're, as a postman, I'm sure, you know, you're told, if the letter sparkles, we have to take a look at it. So I'm not convinced they did get it, and I honestly will be a client.
Wait, hold on. So before you say that, after our whole thing for sending glitter was to send the old man.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the old man call the co-op before, and oh, they've been fantastic. They're such good players in our little schemes.
Because they keep trying to be a smartass.
Yeah. They got on the phone with an old man going, really? You hot?
Right.
You cold? All right, you want me to come over there? Yeah. And they, I don't just
what,
weird.
Yeah, yeah. What do you want to do? Live in my house? Yeah. Well, you can't. Oh, my God, you were serious.
Can I come snuggle? What do you mean, can you come snuggle? I'm going to die today. You're going to die today? Okay. I don't think you're going to die today. No, I... Hello. Right.
Meanwhile, but college is very important, because I'm sure she learned that tact in business.
So the point is we were going to call afterwards, which we did, and we said, you know, did you get the glitter and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And they didn't... We didn't think it was, like, a good enough phone call, but one time after... in an after show, Keith played right. it. It went right. over pretty well, but yeah. we decided to keep it for an after show type situation right. for, like, a bonus thing. So
I'm not convinced. I'm honestly not convinced if they got the glitter, because they were like, what? Well, what present? Oh, you got us presents? What kind of present? You know, we wanted you to have a sparkly Christmas. Ha, 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 ha.
Sparkles! We want to start the year in the sparkling new way. Did you get my sparkles?
I don't know what you're talking about. Blah, 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 blah. And I can picture, because I did such a sloppy job, maybe they never got even one of the 12 letters. Now, I look at this guy's geniusical idea, glitterrevenge.com.
It's a beautiful site. The mm-hmm. name alone is brilliant.
Right. Sending glitter to those who really need it. Welcome to the all-new GlitterRevenge.com. Nothing says I'm thinking of you better than a message of glitter.
Because also, glitter revenge is not like poo, mm-hmm. that you're like a dick for sending it. You actually can say, I hope you have a sparkling new year. I hope, you know, your day shines, you know, all this kind of shit. So it's like one of those beautiful things that you can say, like, wasn't it lovely that I did that for you, you fucking asshole? And they say, thank you. I love that.
It is also tends to linger. It should be it also. It also tends to linger and keep cropping up for weeks or months to come. It really does.
That really is true.
We specialize in sending covert letters and packages to anyone you think needs one. Letters can be sent anonymously or with a personal message. How about a big fuck you? And of course, you don't have to handle the scourge of the earth that is glitter. Check out our items for more information. So they give it in a DVD. They can give it in a letter.
I love the DVD idea, because you have to open the case and then it just drops all over you. Whereas in a letter... You know, who knows how people open their letters?
Right.
I love it.
Prices range from $4.95 letters to $9.95 DVDs.
Fucking worth it. Oh, my God. Awesome. That's worth $4.95. Oh, my God.
You want to hear more?
Yeah.
Special code KATG. Oh, you get 20% off.
That's awesome.
And I made this deal with this guy. You can't send it to us. But he will send it anywhere in the United States and Canada. Anywhere. That
beautiful.
Is, there is nothing worse than a spot of fucking glitter. And I can't, it's been years since I've glittered a kid. Years. I'm like.
And he's only been doing this job for years.
Right,
so.
Right. Well, I'm trying to, you know, Spooky's doing the Thursday face painting with me on Saturday. So I go, oh, while you're here, you know, we have to go over some simple things. So I show Spooky the way Hemda shows me. You know, here's the flower, here's the butterfly.
And the reason we're showing a master artist, I can't even look at him while I'm saying that we're showing you face painting. This is for, I mean, maybe this is somebody's first show. You draw comic books for a living. I always think I'm going
to
say someone's job wrong.
I like to call
them
funny books.
But he's an absolute fucking genius.
The cartoon stories.
I've stared at his pictures, just going, what the fuck? He's so incredible.
MySpace.com/SpookyManifesto.
I deleted all the pictures there.
Never mind. It was,
no, go there, because the Who Are picture is still there.
It's not, you can't actually look at it, though. It's like in my, it's all tiny.
You
up
will
in the
find
corner.
Something fucking spooky. Go to our forums. He's a genius. Something's out there somewhere. We're going to get to a point where you just Google it, and it'll come up. This guy is so great. So we're putting him in a clown outfit and sending him with kids.
Right.
So, and we're going to teach him how to draw a butterfly.
So I draw a flower and
but the reason why right. is because we don't want you to go and draw like a whole, you know, to do and production on the face, so that you're not spending too much time to do it. So it's like, here's the retard version of it. You can clean it up. Beautiful. So what did you show?
And you could get by only doing 10 things. So I'm going to show him the flower.
The butterfly, the rainbow.
Skull and crossbones, you know, the rainbow.
Spider.
So a snake. So I do the flower, and he's trying to understand what I'm trying to show him. Like, okay. And I go, so, you know, this will be the red part of the flower, because I'm showing it in pen. And then you can draw black to open the petals. He's like, okay, what are you showing me a flower? Is that what you're showing me? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm just showing. I mean, he's like, He's like, I can draw anything.
Did he actually say that?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I can draw anything. And I'm like, I know, but, you know, just...
You're not supposed to, right, on these jobs. And you're also supposed to limit their decision-making, because otherwise they'll sit there with you forever. Right. So you're supposed to go, as soon as the girl sits down, would you like a flower? As soon as the guy, right, sits down, would you like... It's not like, hey, what would you like in general in the whole entire world, because I can draw anything.
Me trying to show Spooky the flower, he looked at me the same way he looked at me when I said, I go to a barbershop to shave my head. What are you trying to fucking show me? So I go, okay, you know, have you worked with brushes? Of course, duh.
Well, duh,
right.
Yeah.
So, okay.
We're going to give him the shittiest brushes.
Right, right. So, well, I don't work with 4-inch silkscreen brushes. What the fuck? So then I go, okay, let me show you, like, to do a whole face then, right? Maybe that's something he doesn't know. Why would he...
Like what, Batman or something?
No, to do a cat face.
Oh, okay.
Right? As simple as that is.
His,
you know,
cats are the worst. Like,
my cats are awesome.
Your cats are the worst.
Okay. So I draw two triangles above, you know, I draw a face. Draw What?
She that was Diet Coke. That's the sound of Diet Coke coming out of her nose, by the way.
Because I'm half glad that I wasn't the one who showed Spooky this shit. It's so fucking embarrassing.
Oh, triangles, but you
come
know,
on, come on, triangles.
But you might not. I didn't know to put triangles.
You're not Spooky.
Okay, so I put triangles. I put two lines on each, you know, on each side of the face. That's gonna be
whiskers.
Line? No, that's gonna be lines. Just lines. Somehow that makes a cat. If I put circles, it's a dog. What the fuck are you laughing at? You do this. Newsflash. That's what you do.
You think I do it?
So then I go, okay, this will be white, you know, like a mustache, and then you can draw the whiskers. And he goes, okay, let me show you something. draws a
and
face.
And Spooky never, right, gets like this about
never
art. He actually says anybody can do it.
Oh, he
but
doesn't mean
you,
it to meaning.
No, I know. But everything with him is very matter of fact. Right. You agree, right? It's very logical and matter of fact. So if he can draw something better, it's not that he's better. It's right. Just he happens to be able to draw something better. If he knows a fact, it's not because you're stupid. It's because he happened to be in the part of the world where that fact was given out. Not his fault, not your fault. Everybody's okay.
So he draws a face. First of all, he's just drawing eyes, nose, and mouth so much better than the face I drew him. That's not even part of the lesson.
And we draw a face, yeah, only so that we don't have to draw on ourselves, right, because we don't, mm-hmm, even want the paint near us.
He goes, so here's, okay, the triangles. Okay, I guess the triangles. And he puts like two lines. He can't even be bothered drawing the whole triangle. He puts like two lines. He's like, okay, triangles will be there, whatever. Okay, do this. Draw it, make a little paint, you know, on the tip of the guy's nose, and then make the lips black. And then you draw teeth, and then on the chin, draw teeth the other way. Add two lines above the nose. I mean, it's so simple, but even his picture looks like a real lion. He's like, and now you got a lion. I'm like, class dismissed.
We are never going to be hired again.
Yeah, see you
We're
Thursday.
Never going to be hired again.
Right.
Fuck.
So I think he's going to be okay,
yeah,
is my
okay.
point. Here's let me show you a butterfly, Spooky.
Did you like his butterfly?
We didn't get to it.
We got to the flower and him showing me a tiger.
Oh, that's great. Oh, we got to get him on for like another show after he died. I got to hear what happens on the job. Awesome.
I will make. Is it balloons and face painting? So I can just.
Yeah,
do
you're
balloons?
Only doing balloons. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you happen to luck out because a lot of times it's only face painting. I would hate to sit down next to you, Spooky, and be face painting. No way. So Keith, normally we both face paint for the first whatever time, and then we both get up and do balloons just because it's kind of fun to do it together.
Right.
But no. You're going to have balloon hand smell at the end of the day. You're like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't make me draw next to him.
Dude, I saw the tiger, whatever. I'm this guy writes, where is it? Keith. Where is it? Keith? Well, see, here's what I did. He sent the letter. I had a follow-up question. Then he answers the letter, and I print out the whole thing. So now I got to read.
So now you're lost.
Is. Right. And it's 1-something in the morning. I can't focus. He writes, my ass is cleaner than Keith's. When just recently we were talking about I have the cleanest ass this side of the Mississippi. He says, my ass is cleaner. I will only shit at home because I am compelled to take a shower afterwards.
I know people who do that.
They did it because they have that OCD shit or because they're that poor?
Just because
I've got a question
shit grosses people out.
When he takes a shower, does he take the bar of soap and use the bar of soap to clean between his cheeks? Does he get his hands all lathery and use his hands to clean between his cheeks? Or does he get the rag? And like
the rag is a black thing. Or maybe it's a Southern thing also, but I know
it
the,
is a black thing.
The rag washcloth. In New York, rag. The washcloth thing, the washcloth thing is only a black thing. The only person who ever asks for a washcloth when coming to my house is a black person. I find that funny because I don't understand it. Why do you soap up a piece of cloth and then soap yourself? What is the big deal? And then you put that in your ass.
Well, I mean,
and then what?
I will admit I have used a washcloth before back in like my early childhood.
Wait, in my and childhood, I did too.
And it, you know, I mean, it works. It gets the job done, but it just seems
so does
to
your
me
hand.
Like. Yeah, I was going to say, it seems to me that it's just so much work getting the washcloth lathered up, and then you use it, and then now you've got this lathered up washcloth that you kind of have to, like, rinse off
or
something, and it's just, like, so
much
trouble.
And then
so
you have to put it in a separate place, and then I think, like, you know, shit's getting on it, and and then I never, because I've bought loofahs, because that makes sense, because it's really exfoliating and moving things around, and I got two guys staring at me like, what the fuck are you talking about? Whatever. But
there's one hanging in my shower, I don't know what the hell it's for.
But it's like a washcloth, except it actually does shit more than your hand, but I've used it like once, and then I try to like hang it or put it somewhere, but I never use it again because I always think it collected too much shit. Even between like one, maybe I used it twice, and then I don't use it anymore. I always end up throwing it out, and I'm always tempted to buy more, but they're expensive because they're. If you use them the way you're supposed to, like for a month or a week or something, it's fine. But if you use it once and throw it out, you can't keep doing that. There's like glove loofahs. They're awesome, and I want to use them, but
glove
it's gross.
Loofahs?
Yeah, it's like...
Do they look like those big pointer hands you get at football games?
You put it on your hand. It's like it's fitting. You put it on your hand, and suddenly you're scrubbing harder on your skin. It's beautiful.
I had a... We'd use washcloth when we were kids, and I had... I think it was like behind my ears. I wouldn't wash. And until like maybe once a month, once every 2 months, like my mom would make it a point, like, Jesus Christ, wash behind your ears. It hurt. Like I was scrubbing until it was red. I was like, oh, I was a nasty kid.
Oh. Well, that's because you were in the bathwater of the rest of your brothers.
That's true, too. I was just putting more dirt on.
And they were busy jerking off before you.
Hey, yeah, away.
Sorry.
My ass is cleaner than Keith's. He showers. Blah 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 blah. So I go, how old are you? How old are you? And why do you think you're compelled to do that? Are you OCD like in any other areas? He says, I'm 29, and it is an OCD type of thing. I wash my hands very often. Do not like to touch people, etc.
Oh God.
Other than that, I'm not too bad. I know it isn't rational because I'll be more than happy to wallow in sweat and cum after sex, but touch my
that's a man
right. But touch my sleeve, and I'm creeped out.
Touch his sleeve.
I don't know why his sleeve, not his hand.
I'm surprised that he's okay with sex like that.
You know what? When I get... I've talked about my thing when I eat and I get shit on my hands. And I can get as dirty... I can eat nachos, eat hamburgers. I'm not a weirdo. I get messier than a normal person. I look like an animal.
Do. Yeah, you do.
But when I'm done, I can't be wallowing with that shit on my hands. I will not be comfortable unless I go to the bathroom and shower. So as dirty as it is getting, that's fine.
You just said shower.
I'm sorry.
He doesn't mean shower.
Right. I'm sorry. I need a loofah. I go to the you know, restaurant's bathroom and I wash and then I'll be okay. It's like
I think it's like cheese doodle hands, if I may. When you were a kid and you ate cheese doodles, and maybe not you two, but I know like half the people out there, you eat the cheese doodles and you don't get rid of the cheesy stuff on your fingers until you're done, and then you kind of lick them off, which is really gross. But you add it up, and it's like you're not done when you're done. It's like when we go camping, we're dirty. That's it. Done. Dirty. But when we go home, we're not going to be like, yeah, we're dirty. We've been dirty all weekend. Straight in the showers.
So it's exactly this guy. You're saying you're surprised this guy wallowing in a sweat. He knows it's sex time. It's like being outside and it's raining on you and you're like, oh, I got to get in until it starts pouring and you're like, I give up. And all of a sudden you're almost walking even slower. Like, why not? It's like last night when I can barely sleep because it's so fucking hot and we don't have an air conditioner or a fan in what is now the bedroom. Where I just give up and I sleep and I wallow in my sweat and I'm like, I won't, you know, I'll take a shower eventually. Who cares? There's nothing I can do about it.
I'm
now.
Surprised
That's
that
what
you're,
I think.
You're
I'm
not usually like that about that. You know what
about,
I mean?
No.
About sweating in bed because it's too hot. When it's too hot, I just feel like it's suffer and it doesn't end and you're not over it and it's just... It's not okay, I'm sweating. I'm sweating. What the fuck is going on? Why didn't we get a fan?
I hate getting out of the shower and then my back starts sweating. And I'm like, I just fucking washed. That angers me.
That's fair, though. That's fair.
I don't see how you can get to sleep without an AC in there.
Right.
I mean, ambient air temperature. Yeah. I'm too used to being American or whatever. And
you were in there, right? It's really hot.
I didn't go in there.
Not only do I sleep in that heat, I cover myself up with a blanket because I am a sicko. Sicko.
I can understand the point of, you know, even if you're not cold, a blanket's nice.
I have to have
but
a blanket.
It's
is it
too
for protection,
hot.
Hamda? I noticed, I know when Andrea stopped by today, you about jumped out of your skin because somebody was, like, wiggling the doorknob here, and you're
that
like,
oh my God, I'm
no,
like,
no, come
so
on.
So is the blanket just to protect you?
No. I think someone's making fun of me
I
right
think
now.
So. I actually am on Hamda's side with that one.
That was a weird one. All
the
three
one time
of us,
I didn't lock the door.
I know someone's in the house. I know we lock the door as soon as we come in. All of a sudden, I hear really weird knocking at the on the studio door. Spooky's here. He's in the room. I could see him. And I start freaking out. Who the fuck is that? And why are they knocking so creepily? Is it just to scare the shit out of us before they kill us? And then and then Andrea opens the door. Hey!
Right.
And I think, like, how did Keith not tell me? Apparently nobody knew. You happened to leave the door open. That scared the fucking shit out of me. Plus, I was molested in this room. Come on.
Yeah, so I could see this guy, you know, getting in the shower. And you're like, you know, does he use a washcloth? Does he have to use the bar? No, he uses his hands. He digs out shit by shit piece because he knows he's in the shower and he's going to take care of business. And I would like to know. This is the interview I want. You watch what you eat. You know, so many questions. A shit is torture for you. You don't have time. That means you don't, like, what job do you have? You know,
how can we, you right. leave in the middle of work to
you're
do
like,
that?
I'm going to take my break, and your friends try not to giggle. I'm like, I know, you got to fucking shower at home, you fucking shitbox.
You know what, my brother...
Smell my fart, you're like throwing your fart in his face.
My younger brother already mentioned it on the show, and so I feel like it's okay to talk about it. Michael, he used to do that.
Who are you telling? Are you telling the audience right now, or Michael? So, by the way, you brought it up
you're
before Michael, so it's okay. God.
But so he used to leave work in the middle of the day, and his job was in Manhattan, and his apartment was in Manhattan, right. So he was able to do it, and he went on a skateboard, and it was like a little shit break. But but how do you do that if you're not the he wasn't the CEO, whatever he was, the CTO right. of the company. If you didn't own 50% of what you're leaving in the middle of the day, how do you do that?
Right.
What if
I
you
don't know. All right.
But I used to actually do that. I not go home. I don't have that weird thing, but I just, you know, I've mentioned it before. If I can hear you, I can't make a poo. So I just won't go. I just won't go. My body will know not to go. But
you go, James.
But that's torture. That's right. Torture. And then the more your body doesn't go, the more you get your body not to go, the harder it is to start going after. So mm-hmm. you can go a whole month without going.
Well, that's crazy.
That is crazy. But your uncle's house is way too small in Israel, and there's 10 people in a two-bedroom place, and you're staying in his living room, and there's one bathroom, and people are knocking at the door. That's just going to creep back in.
Do they have a regular toilet over there?
Yeah, they do. Oh, but they have the, you know, half a flush and full flush. Which, by the way, I think, in
Spooky
France.
Just looked confused. You never heard of that? They
heard all our shows.
They have one and two. They have one for piss and two for poop. And you have two.
I don't understand that. It's like there are
to
no
use
water
less
in
water.
The bowl.
There's less water. Actually, in Germany, there's that. There's the shelf. So you poo.
There's three for steak nachos.
You poo on a shelf?
No, yeah. It's not a shelfie thing, but that's what the people
this
I've been
is mine.
Called
it's
it.
On display.
It really is. So what happens is you sit on the toilet, right? And it doesn't go in water. It goes on a, like, upper level. So you poo on an upper level, then you flush. So it smells so bad in there because you don't have the water flushing out the system.
Is this just for entertainment purposes?
No, why is it?
To appreciate what you've done?
I don't know.
You lose something, you want to find it, here's your chance.
The reason I don't like a shelf is because you can't create one of those nice iceberg shits. You're like, how did I do that one? Because it's never vertical.
Oh, my God.
It's really gross. And I encountered that in the one place in Germany. I was only in Germany for 2 days, right? So the first day, it wasn't everywhere, but I happened to have a toilet like that where we were staying. We were staying at the venue, And we were sharing this one toilet, not only with the people that we were on tour with, which is me, Catherine, Doug, the road manager, and the intern. That's five people already, right? Not only that, across the hall from us was the entire office for the entire club. So it's about 10 people sharing this bathroom. At any given moment, that bathroom always smelled like shit. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not like about nothing. It always smelled like actual poo every time you
went
there.
Welcome to Europe. When you're in our toilets, you're going to know it.
That's, you know what?
And I use that half flush thing in France. You know, I don't know if it's half flushed.
You know what business I want to start? I want to start getting the old toilets from old houses back before they started regulating how much water they could have per flush or whatever.
Right.
And
you're Al Bundy right now. Continue.
Well, I'm just saying, and like, just put them in a warehouse, and 20 years from now, they'll be like black market toilets that are high capacity flush toilets, and I'll just sell them either in Europe or here in America for people building new houses that want real toilets.
I'm gonna get an airplane quality toilet in my dream house. Absolutely.
You have to stand up before it like sucks you down in there.
And I'm going to put it in my bar so that people forget to stand up.
Are you going
to
get a urinal, too?
I'm definitely getting
a
urinal.
For your regular bathrooms?
Oh, a urinal would be awesome.
People are doing that now. If you're building your house, a lot of celebrities have that. I mean, maybe that's the only people I know because it's the only people who bring cameras into their house that I can look at. Mm-hmm. But they have urinals in their house. Actually, I saw it once in a Greenwich, Connecticut home.
And I'd point to the camera, you know, and point to my bathroom and go, and this is where the magic happens.
I'm going to make people uncomfortable and put a trough. And then just walk in on and be like, it's okay, there's a trough.
I like that. Did you notice, like, nice clubs do troughs? Like, it's supposed to be some kind of throwback. Nice $12 drink clubs have troughs, and it's okay.
Yeah, yeah, because you they're fancy because they have beds instead of tables as well. Right, right. You know? Everything's different here.
Do they serve alcohol
there? Here's a bucket.
There?
You should
Fuck yeah, for $12
maybe,
a drink.
Maybe the trough is so that it's just a bigger target, so you maybe won't miss.
Whatever, though.
I don't know. It's speculation.
$12, you can afford a Mexican to clean up your mess.
In Texas, there's troughs everywhere in crappy restaurants.
Really?
In
but they mean
the livestock shows and things like that.
But they mean it. It's not like these foo-foo clubs that think they're cute.
There's something I like about that experience. I like some rodeo bar, and I go, and there's a trough. I'm like, it kind of goes. For some reason, I get into that. I get into it. It's awesome. But, you know, if I'm paying $12 for a beer... Mm-hmm. I don't need a trough. I want one of those bathrooms where I can see out and you can't see
it. And plus somebody wipes your penis after you're done.
Exactly.
You know, you have to tip a dollar for that, but you know, it's worth it. Uda says for $12 you can buy a Mexican.
What was I going to say? Something about shitting. Who the fuck knows? Oh, the smell of dumps.
Oh, that's where I was. The smell of dumps.
Pardon me. Now, now that I think about it, I'm a disgusting human being. But the
No,
I am. I'll say
not
it.
Not you. Not you.
The show's not going to be good if we're not honest. The milkshake. Mohegan Sun. File drawers. Place of sickos dump. The smell of dump of human waste is so, so foul. I do not see how those toilets
exist. This is a great news
update. It is honestly disgusting, and I may have said this before.
It's supposed to be disgusting.
That I don't know where bums on the street dump, because it is not on the street. I'm telling you, you would know. And I guarantee if bums started being even bigger animals and started shitting on the street, we would find a solution tomorrow. That is fucking nasty. It was so fucking disgusting when I was making that shit shake. Disgusting. And not even for the obvious reason. It's like, how will I not get caught? This is gross. And they're like sucking it up. Are you fucking kidding me?
God.
All right. Anyways.
Okay, Legion, this is not going to make sense, but I have to read it. Did you know if you shit in someone's pillowcase and leave it in their room hidden, for some reason it smells like really bad feet a week later? Somehow that's an improvement from shit to really bad feet.
And what do you do? I don't believe him. I don't believe you,
Legion.
Does he use
this to hide the odor of the corpse in his claws?
Now, Legion has to explain himself now, because I know the smell of shit, my friend.
I know the smell of shit.
How do you hide? You don't hide it for a week. You can't. You definitely can't, you know, put on his bed for a week. You can't hide it there. It stinks right away. You would not. It's not like hiding fish. You would find that shit right away. No pun. Right away.
So far, all Legion has to say is true story.
Okay.
Maybe he'll have to explain
it. Yeah. I stand corrected. I don't know everything. Different people have different thumbs. What am I going to say? And the story about Ben Roethlisberger, the Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback that crashed his motorcycle
without a helmet.
With no helmet. Also, Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger did not have a valid motorcycle license when he crashed into a car last week. Roethlisberger will be issued $388 in fines and fees for riding without a license and not wearing a helmet. I think that's the least of his concern right now with that busted head in your career room.
He shits $388 every morning.
Now he does by accident.
I'm curious, and I didn't think about this when I first heard that little snippet about the license. Right. Is it... He doesn't have a driver's license at all, or is he just has a driver's license but isn't certified to ride a motorcycle?
You have to have a motorcycle license, period.
Correct.
I don't think it doesn't count at all if you have a regular license. It's a totally different license. You have to go to the motor vehicle and take a special test for that license.
Not every place enforces it. Florida, for instance, you're supposed to, but if you're over 21, the cops really don't give two shits. I've been stopped on bikes lots of times, and they just, whatever.
Were you a skinhead like that? Because that's scary. I wouldn't want to give you a ticket.
Well, in Florida, you actually don't have to wear a helmet if you have insurance. If you have insurance, but
you know what?
I didn't have insurance on my motorcycle, so I did wear a helmet.
It shouldn't be a law with the helmets and the seatbelts. Kill yourself.
Okay,
goodbye.
I felt that way for a long time, but...
But the scraping off of the highway costs money, right?
Well, close. Very, very close. Very close.
I'm very smart.
When you go to the hospital... After getting your ass thrown through a windshield and you're not dead and you don't have insurance to cover it.
Ooh, he said insurance.
Yeah, well, that's when the shit hits the fan and I have to start paying
for
your ass.
Yeah, so because it costs money then.
So, yeah, just because it costs money.
That's what you're saying, right? When insurance rates go up and you have to pay for somebody else.
Okay, insurance rates are so outrageously expensive right now. I don't have medical insurance.
Right.
I do not want to pay, it's like $300 or more a month to have good medical insurance. And it's just like, I'll get that when I'm older.
With your work, you might be able to get away with a $200 a month program. We'll talk after the show.
Only $200.
Yeah, I guess that's still a lot.
That's so cheap.
I mean, we don't have insurance.
Well, here's the thing you do, and I'm going to get it and fix my knees. Here's the thing with insurance. I feel like it's genius and nobody does it. Well, because all of a sudden you're going to get into an accident. Duh. But... I don't have insurance. I'm going to get insurance, and I'm going to fix my knees, and then I'm going to stomp insurance, just like I did last time.
Well, a lot of insurance won't give you the same coverage for pre-existing conditions.
You don't say that. Who fucking has to say it? That is the same thing. It's like, I can't get a job because
available?
Huh?
Are there medical records available?
There are medical records available that he fixed it, so it should be fixed.
What?
You know, whatever. Okay. You can get in trouble for anything. If they really
to me, that is the same thing as...
That's what I was thinking about doing with dental insurance, just because I haven't been in, like, a million years.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah. That pre-existing thing, to me, is like when, I can't get a job because, I was in prison. Well, don't rate it.
Very few companies check because actually...
Nobody checks on...
We did. My brother's company did.
Did you graduate from Harvard? Yeah, you say you did? Okay, most people don't fucking check. Oh, sure. You might as well have been valedictorian because
right.
They really don't fucking check. Nobody checks that shit.
But the thing is, if companies do want to check, this is why they probably don't check. It costs money to check these things. So everybody you want to hire, it costs a separate amount to check separate different things. So that's probably why they don't check that, and who they don't give a shit.
And did anybody check the person that's doing the checking?
Right.
Hey, you're on Keith and the Girl. Thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, it's Legion.
Yeah.
What happened, Legion? You personally did this, or you heard it from somebody?
No, it's my roommate. Here's the story. So we're hanging out with the girl, and her roommate is out of town. And my roommate didn't like her roommate, so he took a shit in her pillowcase. Wiped his ass with her towel, put the shitty towel in the top tank of her toilet.
Ugh,
that's top.
And a week later, we're still hanging out there and drinking some beers, and the whole living room smells like the nastiest, dirtiest beach you've ever smelled in your life. So we try and figure out, what to do with that. We go into a room, and it's the shit in the pillowcase that's turned to a feet stink instead of a shit stink.
Okay, so is it? It's not actually like a turd that's in there. He just like wiped his ass and then stuffed it in there.
No, there's a shit in the pillowcase that's in the closet, and the towel that he wiped his ass with is in the top tank of the toilet.
Did I hear you say a week later?
Yeah, because the girl was out of town for a week, but her roommate is friends with us, so we were over there drinking a week later.
So you guys tortured yourselves for a week. You didn't bother doing this the last day right before she comes, before you leave. So you smelled
it.
But it was
the whole week. We only hang out on weekends,
so we didn't have
the in-between smell.
Plus, it was worth the experiment, because now we know what week-old shit smells like. So we thank you, Legion, really. That was wonderful. These are all little shit experiments that I think are important to our daily
eventually,
day.
The smell of shit you're teaching us gets better. Had I let that milkshake sit for four, five, 6 days.
I love how they're sitting there going, after a couple of days, what is that smell?
Yeah. You know, it just hit me. When I shit in a pillowcase and put it in her closet.
I bet Legion, one of your friends used that nasty towel by mistake. They're not going to admit it to you, but you just know in your heart, if it's not you, it's them.
Oh, man, that reminds me of
they didn't use the towel unless they pulled it out of the back of the toilet tank and decided to dry themselves off with it.
Oh, they actually put it in there. Fine. Your friends are geniuses. I apologize.
All right. Thanks, Legion.
Well, thanks for calling.
That reminds me of a horrible, horrible, horrible story.
Ooh, it's sharing time.
You know what? I didn't think that would remind you of a good story. So me and my mom are in the park.
No, I was... my friend Brandon lived over in East Hill in Pensacola. And Doug Cascio, a good friend of mine...
Of course, if there's a last name involved, it's a fucked up story.
He starts stories. He's like, so I'm with my friend Pete, and I'm like, forget it, next.
Peter McDougal, he lives on 245 Hudson Street.
Talk to me.
So Doug, whose dad passed away, it was a rich, he is a trust fund kid now because his dad passed away and had a lot of insurance money.
That's the biggest story for Doug because Doug didn't have a last name. Continue.
No, Doug had a last name, Cascio.
Oh, we're talking about Cascio.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
It's about Cascio. I would have mentioned, anyways. So he's got, it's just this tiny little shit shack that they've rented, Brandon and Doug together. And, I mean, it can't be more than $400 or $500 a month for this entire place. But it's a two-bedroom, but it's like, I swear to God, it's like the size of your little studio. Tiny, tiny. Doug's got his waterbed in there somehow, I guess because it got disassembled, and he put it up in there. And it takes up the entire bedroom, like three walls. It's all waterbed. And Doug was out. And I don't know, Doug was just out, wherever he was. And my friend James Worth came over. And I guess Doug had porn or something in his room, so Jimmy went into Doug's room, shut the door, put on the porn, rubbed one out onto, and he couldn't find, I mean, he was like about to finish and realized he didn't have anything to take care of the mess, so he saw a black shirt, so he grabbed the black shirt, cleaned up. And then, like,
little did he know that somebody shat on that a week earlier.
Like,
as
like
a joke.
The next day, he laughed about it, you know, came out of there and was laughing about it. And we're like, oh, okay, yeah, that's kind of funny or whatever. The next day, Doug comes home to get a good change of clothes. And he's like, got a date. He's like, I got this nice new black shirt here. Check it out. Oh, what is this? I don't know what I haven't even worn this shirt yet. And he starts like trying to scratch it off the front. And he's just like, I got a date. I got to go. And he just heads out the door scratching.
No, he left
Jimmy's
the door.
I'm glad that wasn't me because I would have tasted it. I've talked about this before, how I see things around and to figure out what they are, I put them in my mouth.
God.
I'll say something on the floor, like, you know, in my defense, maybe I just ate.
There is no defense.
I know. And I'll pick it up and be like, what is this? Is this, you know, part of the food? Is this something? And I put it in my mouth. I'm like, oh, no, it's like a marble, I think.
Fuck.
I'm like a robot, and the mouth is what, you know, the sensors.
Oh, God.
Me and Dane Cook, let's play What's in My Mouth.
what they were doing with the toilet, with the towel, the shit towel, that's pretty good. Top loading is what that's called. But
upper
normally,
deckers.
Yeah, normally you just take the top of the toilet bowl off where all the guts of the machinery in the toilet, and you just take a squat on that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it stinks for a while, and you do that at parties. It's just
and you can't find
practice.
It, although this story goes, you know, every guy knows this story at this point, that if you do have a smell in your bathroom and it's not coming from anywhere obvious, please, at this point, pick that up How do you clean that? But you have to clean it all out?
You just let it go until it goes away on its own.
Or you kind of look around your party, realize who did it, and take their fucking head and mop it up. Now, you know who did it. Doug Cascio. Listen to this.
This here, this is some of the blood is actually from the night before when we were shooting that, kind of rubbed off on the car.
That's fake blood from a low-budget movie shoot.
And in the actual scene, I basically have taken a hostage. And
it was that scene, shot in this campground, that turned a staged movie shoot into a real-life drama.
It happened very suddenly after that. All of a sudden, we hear freeze.
Freeze. Everybody, freeze.
Actor Chris Borden and the cast and crew were shooting this feature called Different Kinds when 13 deputies and park rangers surrounded them, ordered them to the ground, and handcuffed them.
We applaud them all for the discretion that they used.
Larimer County Sheriff's deputies showed us the fake gun next to a real one. Deputies responded with rifles drawn and say the movie crew failed to alert authorities. Deputies say it was the crew's negligence that got them in trouble.
And there should be laws for that. When we did Razor Room, we had no permits, the horror movie
in
Dallas.
That's just what permits are for. I didn't know you had to notify law enforcement as well.
I think I bet it's
permit.
The same
that
thing.
That makes sense. That's
right.
What you pay somebody to do.
I'm surprised somebody didn't get shot, really.
That would have been awesome.
Because in the horror movie, the chick that does all the killing is, you know, like shows up at this dude's work. And he's like, you know, I have a girlfriend. We're going to get married. You know, leave me the fuck alone. You know, grabs his arm and she yells rape. She's yelling rape in real life outside of a bank.
Oh, wow.
You know, I think you might have should have got a permit first.
Wow. That would be very difficult to act out because you would think that some people are going to find you, you know.
Yeah.
That guy might have gotten his ass kicked.
Yeah, they were doing this in Texas, too, weren't they?
They were doing it in Texas, too. Oh. The same story that we told before where the guy walks across the street with a gun and goes, you know, if you're carrying a gun and pointing it at somebody and the words rape are in your movie, you might want to get a permit.
I love how Keith says Texas. Texas.
No, I'm not going to say it. Ever.
No, good.
It's not beyond belief the possibility that individuals do these days videotape crimes as they commit them. So having a video camera there didn't necessarily...
But that's real videotaping your crime. You got a boom mic and lights with filters.
Really mean there was absolutely no threat.
You know, I'm going to claim ignorance on my part. I honestly thought that you could tell what we were doing.
I'm going to claim ignorance. That's stupid. You knew you needed a permit.
At the end of
every
this,
filmmaker knows.
At the end of this, did she go, myfilm.com, lalala.com? I claim ignorance, and we didn't know what we were doing on 37th Street. Filming the thing that's come. You can find that on .com. We have a MySpace.
You could be an extra Thursday.
Go to Craigslist.
You know, they named what the movie was, and I bet that was a working title. And
they named the movie?
Yeah, and they're like, we got to fucking stick with that title now.
Yeah, yeah. Or at least buy the .com so it can link to the real title eventually.
Yeah, would you ever seen the original Crow movie? If you didn't know Brandon Lee died and you just wanted to sit through the whole thing watching to see if you could figure out which scene?
Oh, I didn't know that.
That made me watch it again.
I didn't know that, and I liked the movie Crow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there you go. But who am I?
The dude wrote, the director of my movie, Razor Room, wrote, and it is mine, let's be honest, wrote saying the editing's going great, it's looking fucking disgusting. He's like, I don't know if it's going to make sense, but it's fucking gross. He's like, my goal, 10, 15 people walk out of the theater, each screening. I think it's good. He might be a little disappointed that I didn't know what the movie was about or where I was filming when I talk about it on the show, but he's very excited.
You say Razor Room plenty.
That's right. And yeah. Soon we will have a screening in New York and, of course, in
when
Dallas.
It's done, yeah.
So cool. I'm a little excited about that.
Will there ever be Keith Malley autographed DVDs for sale, you think?
I got to talk to the guy about my cut, yeah.
And by the way, if you're going to if he's flying you out to the Texas
screening,
mm-hmm. You don't go unless I go. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And
for diems,
I'm not going to stay in any room where there's cum on the sheet and where there's shit in pillowcases. I'm a star now. I'm a star. All right, we got to get out of here. She's got to start packing and going flying.
Oh yeah, fuck.
Where are you going again?
DC, Philly, and then New York. It's Nation in DC, Trocadero in Philly, and Pacha in New York. And look at me, how I know all that stuff by heart. Also, June 30th, live audience show for our 300th show. It's going to be a big deal because we think it's a big deal. At Deck, thedeck.com. Everything's on our forums, keithandthegirl.com.
Ooh, if I had enough of OCD. I am tired of this self-centered sickness. That's all it is. It's, you know, people are so obsessed. You know, don't get me sick. Don't cough around me. You tell me you're OCD and I'll walk right out. Come here. And then I'll read off my sexual history and watch you panic and cry. Oh, it is so annoying. What's the matter? Oh, I gotta turn the doorknob 22 times. What? I can only leave my apartment at 309. You know, you go inside their house, they have to turn the light on and off 22 times. When did we start calling that obsessive compulsive disorder? For many years we called it, could you not do that? You look like an asshole. And I do realize that there's a line between their lives and my life. I understand there's a happy medium that normal people meet at. Between, you know, they are obsessed with germs and me. I'm like, condoms. So there has to be a place we can meet in the middle. A happy medium between, don't touch me, you're not sterile in my life. Which is, she doesn't look like she has herpes. Because it's such a self-centered fear. It is so wrapped up in their own health. No one has ever had an obsessive compulsion that revolved around another human being. That's what makes me sick. Why can't one hot girl have an obsessive compulsion to jam a finger between my cheeks and tickle my bag? Why can't that be part of someone's illness? You know? I'm really sorry. That's all right. You're not a bad person getting good. You're a sick person getting well.
Not believe this. See, this nigga ain't been home in 3 days. These kids running all over my house. I don't know what to do. He coming in and out the house all times of the night. The girls keep calling my phone. They blowing it up, calling back and forth, want to cuss at me. I can't take this no more. I'm not sitting up in this house no more. He can have this. I need to come see you, baby. Can I please come see you, baby?
One, here's what you do. Now my name's Ludacris, but please meet the crew too. Say, there's no time to play. Bring a box of magnums and get blown away. Hey, three, it's no change in me. I'm a pimp for most, and it's plain to see. Four, I'm so bad if he made you mad. I know a way to get back that'll make you glad. You heard?
Prince, I just caught this motherfucker cheating with my best friend. I cannot believe this shit.
Oh, it's no time to fret. Come quick with my favorite bra and panty set. Yeah, oh, bust through the door. Slide off the mink coat and throw it on the floor. Oh, yeah, climb up the stairs. Keep your high heels on and let down your hair. Yeah, oh, and let me grease them thighs. Then turn it on around and get a back massage. Oh, yeah, cause I aim to please. We can take our little time, it ain't no thing to me. Yeah, oh, I'm just along for the ride, so turn this way and let me kiss down your side. Oh, yeah, and then it's off with your garments. And please hold on while we shake the apartment. Yeah, oh, and pop a bottle of bub. And before we go again, we can jump in the tub. Yeah.
Thank you, baby. I needed that. So when we gonna do this again?
One, here's what you do. Now my name's Ludacris, but please meet the crew too. Say, there's no time to play. Bring a box of magnums and get blown away. Hey, three, it's no change in me. I'm a pimp for most, and it's plain to see. Four, I'm so bad if he made you mad. I know a way to get back that'll make you glad. You heard?
Hello?
Chris, this nigga's stressing me. I gotta get away. I just need to find my way right now.
Need to explain, I got a first class ticket, just get on the plane. Yeah, oh, and do your gangster strut. There'll be a stretch limousine that'll pick it up. Oh, yeah, bring it straight to me. I'll be on the top floor, hit the penthouse suite. Yeah, oh, come on out to Threads and get wet in the shower, got about 50 heads. Oh, yeah, blow a sack with me and then come on outside to the balcony. Yeah, oh, you a popular girl, but I like to introduce you to the top of the world. Oh, yeah, and let the games begin. Don't you love the way the breeze just hits your skin? Yeah, oh, before we do it again, hold tight and I can call up a couple of friends. Yeah.
Thank you, baby. You're always there when I need you. I love you for that.
One, yeah.
is what you do. Now my name's Ludacris, but please meet the crew too. Say, there's no time to play. Bring a box of magnums and get blown away. Hey, three, it's no change in me. I'm a pimp for most, and it's plain to see. Four, I'm so bad if he made you mad. I know a way to get back that'll make you glad. You heard?
Hello? Ay, estoy cansado de estos negros. Todos quieren pelear ese pendejo.
Wipe your tears away, give your boy 10 minutes, cause I'm on my way, yeah, oh, and quit the whoop-de-whoop, cause I bet you never rode in a Bentley coupe, oh, yeah, the inside is snug, take your boots off and baby, put your feet on the rug, yeah, oh, and put the drinks aside, just lay back, kick it and enjoy the ride, oh, yeah, let the speakers bleed, and I hope you don't mind if I increase the speed, yeah, oh, feel the engine thrust, let it flow through your body, yo, adrenaline rush, oh, yeah, I know it turns you on, feeling like you in a place where you really belong, yeah, oh, gon' grab the clutch, then I can make you come again without a single touch,
Ay, gracias por todo, papi, ay, te amo, papi.
One, here's what you do, now my name's Ludacris, but please meet the crew, too. Say, there's no time to play, bring a box of magnums and get blown away, hey. Three, it's no change in me, I'm a pimp for most, and it's plain to see. Four, I'm so bad if he made you mad, I know a way to get back that'll make you glad, you heard?